That is also one special thing. All the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was said, Islamic teachings that you should remove, clean it, shave it, and remove all the hair from under the armpits and remain clean. There are innumerable benefits of this. How many people who drowned, etc., and whoever the police, whoever found them, accidents, and when they noticed this, they also made out immediately, the Zalim said, نَظَّرَ اللَّهُ إِمْرَأً سَمِعَ مَقَالَتِي فَبَلَّغَهُ كَمَا سَمِعَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. May Allah keep that person always fresh and healthy, happy. The person who hears my word and passes it on to the next person again as he heard it. So spreading of deen is the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Do not just take part sides with them because they are my family members. وَبِعَهَدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُ. Fulfill the pacts and promise which we have made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمٍ فَاتَّبِعُوا. And follow the straight path, the path which is leading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any other path will divert a person, turn a person away. What is the path? Allah Ta'ala says, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلَّهُ مُبَارَكٌ. This is a book which we have revealed.
Invite people towards good. جسم اور تندرستی کے لحاظ سے کسی طاقتور مشورے اور دوائی سے کم نہیں. It is more better than eating vitamin tablets, and that you make mashura and you get good advices. Just spreading deen, that has much more greater effect.
But the day after he makes tawbah, he asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah will forgive that person. And on the day of Qiyamah he'll come, it will be completely wiped off his book of deeds. So a person must continuously make tawbah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we must follow the path of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Every portion of my life, whether it's my ibadat.
Things of Islam, Allah's commands, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's commands, sunnats, etc., and the waqiat and stories of the sahaba, of the buzurgan-e-deen, this definitely will have a good effect on a person. His health will remain good, mentally he will be good, spiritually he'll be good, a person. And the starting point...
This is the only surah in the Quran where Allah mentions this here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the beginning ayat, kitabun unzila ilayka, the main thing is to follow the guidance which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent, the wahi and revelation which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. Follow only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what He has revealed to you. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Besides leaving aside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not follow any other, find that they will have the quality of shukr within themselves. Our Hazrat has taught us that this quality of shukr, if a person has the quality of shukr, inshallah he will be safe from all the tricks of shaitan. Because shaitan is saying that he will not find them making shukr. So when a person will make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is building up his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Realizing everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah he will be safe from the tricks of shaitan.
If a person read that in the morning or night, and he passes in that day or night, he dies as a shaheed. How great the rewards are. But very sadly, most of us, we don't make amal. We just hear about it, but we don't make amal upon it. And what is required is amal. That has got value by Allah Ta'ala. The teaching of it...
A human being is a person, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. And a shaitan, on the other hand, is one who will not accept his mistake and his fault, and he will try to justify himself, try to cover up himself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go down in the earth, and I will send wahi and revelation to you people, and you have to come back to me eventually, live in the world for a short while, and fulfill your duty and responsibility, and then come back to us. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala...
Come for something, and we think our work is done. We still have to fill it in, it still has to be accepted, and then whatever it was for, then it will have its benefit. But we just got a picture of deen, and we think we got deen. In the qabr we will find out that whether our deposits were registered, whether they were there, or whether when we went in the qabr, we went with...
So Allah Ta'ala says, when you go to the masjid, and you are performing salat, wear your best clothing, wear neat, decent clothing. Here the ulama say, the fuqaha have mentioned, it is makruh for a person to wear clothing, such clothing, which he will not go in front of other people, honorable people, he will go to their shops, he won't go in such clothing. Many people at home, they are performing salah, they are wearing pyjamas and performing salah. So the ulama say that this is makruh, this is not correct, because three groups, one is the people of Jannat, they will go to Jannat. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا. And they will say all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has guided us towards this year. A believer is always, he will put that, he will say that it has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and caller will call from Jannat, that this is the Jannat which we have earned. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain of his qudrat and his signs. And then at the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in detail mentions the different anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The reason why Allah mentions this here is to tell the whole of mankind. About six anbiya alayhi salam are mentioned with the nations. That the first thing Allah is telling us, that see, those people who followed the anbiya alayhi salam, finally they were completely salatu wasalam, went to his people. They were committed the evil action of homosexuality, which Allah ta'ala says no one before them ever did this action. Even the animals do such actions. They fulfill their desires with men, leaving aside women. And because their mind became so distorted, when he told them, they don't do this here, they say, you people must go out from our locality. إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسُ يَتَطْهَرُونَ. These are very, very pure people.
فَبَاتُوا لِلَّهِ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ يَتَرَاوَحُونَ بَيْنَ جِبَاهِهِمْ وَأَقْدَامِهِمْ فَإِذَا أَصْبَحُوا فَذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ مَادُوا كَمَا يَمِيدُ الشَّجَرُ فِي يَوْمِ الرِّيحِ وهملت أعينهم حتى تبل ثيابهم وذكر تمام الرواية رواه ابن أبي الدنيا. حضرت ابو راکر سجدہ کرتے ہوئے اور کرے ہو کر قرآن کی تلاوت کرتے ہوئے گزار دیتے تھے اور سجدہ اور قیام میں راحت حاصل کرتے تھے. جب صبح ہو جاتی اور وہ اللہ کا ذکر کرتے تو ایسے جھومتے جیسے کہ تیز ہوا کے دن یا بار صبح کے وقت درخت جھومتا ہے. اور اس کلے انداختی کلوز آن دے فورہیڈز وڈ بی اے مارک ریزمبلنگ دی نی آف اے گوٹ ڈیو ٹو لانگ پیریڈز آف ٹائم سپینٹ ان پروسٹریشن. They would spend the major portion of the night standing and prostrating before Allah, reciting the Quran, alternating between Qiyam, standing and Sajda, prostrating. When dawn would break, they would engage in Allah's zikr. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا مجھ کو سراپا ذکر بنا دے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا نکلے میرے ہر بنے منہ سے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو کبھی چھوڑے دو خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دو غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فن یاد رہے اب تو رہے بس چاند میں آخر اپنے ملنے کا پتا کوئی نشاں تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں نام لیتے ہی نشا سا چھا گیا ذکر میں تاثیرے ڈوڑے جام ہے إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صاد والقرآن ذي الذكر داود. Because the story of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned to quite an extent in the surah as well. And then Allah Ta'ala takes qasam on the Quran Sharif, wal Qur'ani the dhikr. Qasam hai us Quran samjai wale ki. That Allah takes an oath of the Quran Sharif. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was also present. They complained to Abu Talib, the uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that your nephew, he talks very bad about our gods and he speaks in a very low way about our gods. So Abu Talib looked at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, till today, if we bring to the reality of La ilaha illallah in our lives, Allah will make the same happen today. We don't have to really resort to any other way but to bring the reality of deen into our lives. كم أهلكنا من قبل من قرن فنادوا ولا تحين مناس. Besides Allah Ta'ala, then that is going against the Tawheed. And when it becomes open, then we call it shirk. But it is in many cases it is hidden, it is lurking there. Though we are making namaz, we are dressing like Muslims, like pious Muslims, but the shirk is lurking there. A person must be very, very careful and choose. وَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ. Or کہنے لگے منکر یہ جادوگر ہے جھوٹا. And these non-believers started saying that this is a magician and he is false also. He is a magician also, na'udhu billah, and he is false also, na'udhu billah. And they could not comprehend and things of others according to himself. He views them with his eyes. And because we are so limited, a person thinks Allah is also limited. That how can Allah manage all the affairs of the world? There have to be plenty gods in order to manage this. So this they could not accept. Except in hada lishayun ujab, this benefit that he wants to become our big leader. Na'uzu billah. When hidayat is close to a person, then even the true sincere people are accused of insincerity. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not spared, how will anyone else be spared? Today, if anyone tries to correct things which